Gratitude is the key to a stewardship way of life. And today's readings demonstrate the power and importance of gratitude in the life of a Christian disciple, because gratitude leads us to worship God, and God offers us salvation. And we can see that power of gratitude at work in the response of the two individuals in today's readings who received the gift of physical healing, one in our first reading and the other from the Book of Kings, and the other one in our gospel reading from St. Luke. And Naaman was a commander of the army of Syria. That's what he was from the first reading. He presents himself to the prophet Elisha, the man of God, he says, to ask for healing for his leprosy. He had leprosy. And the prophet agrees to this request, and Naaman is told to go wash in the Jordan River, and he has complete healing from his disease. And overjoyed, he returns to Elisha filled with gratitude to God, which is the correct response. Somebody does something for you. And he wants to offer a gift in thanksgiving for this healing. And though Elisha refuses to accept the gift, Naaman declares that for the rest of his life, he will no longer offer holocaust or sacrifice to any other god except to the Lord, the true God. He recognized the great blessing he had received from the Lord, and as a result of his gratitude, he's led to worship him for the rest of his life. Well, we find a similar instance of healing in the gospel passage involving 10 lepers. It's a familiar reading. It's one of the readings you can use for Thanksgiving Day. It's interesting. If you get to the heart of it, it makes all the sense in the world. And they cry out for help because they're suffering from their leprosy. And Jesus feels pity for all 10 of them and tells them to go and show themselves to the priests. And as they go along their way, all 10 are healed, but only one comes back to give thanks, a Samaritan. And you know, it's easy for us when we hear this gospel passage to feel indignant at the failure of the other 9 to return and give thanks. What kind of people are they? Don't they have any gratitude? Well, we turn that on ourselves. How often do we fail to recognize the blessings, great and small, that God gives us? Answered prayers, physical, spiritual healings, all of those things that the Lord showers upon us all the time. And you know, that's why it's important to say grace before you eat. Yes, it's a very important thing to do, because it's 3 times. If you eat 5 meals, all the better. If you eat 3 times a day, you're thanking God deliberately here. Thanking God for the gift of the food we are about to eat, but it helps us to build that sense of gratitude for everything that God gives us, is what it does. Well, we have finally arrived, the 3rd week of our annual stewardship renewal. We have arrived at the moment of building that we've been building towards for the past several weeks. And St. Augustine, you know, once prayed, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." And these words capture perfectly the spiritual reality behind our own modern struggle with commitment. You know, it's hard to get people to commit to anything these days because everybody seems already overburdened with things to do. We're surrounded with endless options that promise freedom but often leave us feeling overwhelmed and uncertain. In a world that celebrates keeping all options on the table, we experience what researchers call the paradox of choice. I never heard of this before preparing for this homily. But the paradox of choice is that the very abundance of possibilities creates anxiety in our hearts rather than joy. You know, we can't make a decision. And this cultural restlessness is actually a reflection of our deeper spiritual restlessness, the longing of our hearts made for God, but searching elsewhere for peace. Well, God has already committed himself to us In his infinite love, he has given us everything we need to find rest in our hearts. Through the church, he remains present with us in word and sacrament. In the Eucharist, he gives us his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. Through the communion of saints, he surrounds us with support and encouragement, because God's love is self-giving love. It's a self-giving love that doesn't hold anything back. And because we are made in his image, we are made in his image, you know, we too find our truest joy, not in receiving, but in giving of ourselves as God has given to us. St. Augustine's insight from many, many centuries ago reveals why commitment brings such profound peace, because our hearts find rest only when we align our lives with the one who made us, with God. And when we commit our time, that's our prayer time, our talent, and our treasure to God, we are not limiting ourselves. We're finally coming home as faithful stewards of the gifts that God has entrusted to us. And by doing so, we discover the greater fullness of deeper joy by serving than by being served. Well, this paradox of Christian discipleship and committing ourselves fully to God, in it we find the freedom and peace that our hearts are always seeking. And thankfully, we are not called to do this alone. We come together as a parish family each year to support one another as we renew our commitment to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And my first 10 years here, we did 9 renewals, commitment renewals, stewardship renewals. And since my second coming, this will be our sixth renewal already. And before I go on, though, I want to say, because we've been doing it so often, and so many of you have been here for probably all of those years, most of those years, or you're new to the parish, and that's wonderful, too, but we have to, I can understand why people might be going through a kind of decision-making process by saying, why do we have to do this again? I did this last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. Yes, I know you did. I did, too. Because it's a misunderstanding of what this renewal is all about. Returning your commitment card each year is not just about making changes. It's about making your faith what they call intentional. You're consciously, committedly, devoted to doing just this, living a stewardship way of life. And so, do you have to return a commitment card? Yes, you do, or you're going to go right to hell. I'm glad you laughed. So did the people at the other Mass. You never know who's going to be listening to this. So don't call the bishop's office. He's busy enough. Of course, I'm joking, because it's not about the form, turning in a card. It's about the formation that this card helps to develop in our hearts to follow a stewardship way of life. It gives us maybe too many choices to choose from, to put our faith into practice. And so our renewal gives us a time to really look at our relationship with God, to see what God has done for us and what we are grateful for, and what we can do to place Jesus first in our life. So I'm gonna, if you brought your card, if you took one at the door, we're gonna turn in our cards. There'll be a separate collection right after I'm done speaking. And if you didn't get a packet in the mail, I've discovered quite a few people didn't get a packet this year. I don't know what's going on. We have a mailing service that mails those out, but it's up to the local letter carrier to deliver those to your house. But anyways, you can always go online and fill out the form or to make your commitments. Or you can, there's lots of cards available at the entrances and exits. You can take that home. And if you didn't make, maybe give it enough thought, you can take your card home with you and think about it some more and turn it in next week or the week after that, or mail it in. And so we'd like to have 100% participation in our renewal, and so you still have time to do all of that. But as you can see, if you want to look at the card yourself, if you're going to turn it in or if you're just getting a new one, and it lists on the inside all sorts of things for prayer time. That's our time commitment, prayer time. You know, God gives the exact same gift in the exact same measure to every single person on earth. And it's only the only gift God does that with, and that is the gift of time, 1,440 minutes every day. And basically what we're saying is, how much of that time am I giving back to God? He's the one that's given me these 1,440 minutes. How much have I given back to him each day? That's what being committed to prayer is. And so besides filling out the top one, you know, attend Mass every Sunday and on holy days, perhaps you could try to do something else from that column in addition to coming to Mass every Sunday, and to come to Mass maybe on a weekday once or twice a week, or to, if you look through the card, to make a commitment to any of those things of how we spend our time in prayer. In the talent section, you know, there's a couple of different approaches you could take when you think about making a commitment to talent. You could kind of go where you have your natural strengths and the gifts that God has given you to, and put those into practice right here, or things that you want to do for others, all of that kind of stuff. But, or you could try to do something different that you haven't made a commitment to before, a different ministry. And sometimes that's a real shot in the arm. It kind of renews us in general, and because we're doing a different kind of commitment that we hadn't done before, a different ministry. But the thing is, we're really pausing for this renewal to think about the answer to the question, what does God want me to do? What does God want me to do? And that's a more difficult thing to kind of think about. You know, say you wanted to be a cantor, but you can't carry a note. I wouldn't advise signing up for that ministry. But there are other things that you may think you can't do, but you can. So that's a good thing to think of. There's like 40 ministries here on the card, and liturgical ministries are always in need of people. Actually, all of them like to have new members. And so look over that for your talent. And then lastly, it's of the three things: time, talent, and treasure. Treasure, the key here is to be, again, intentional, to make your offertory gift a true act of worship and thanksgiving and trust in our loving Father who does provide for all our needs. And what do I mean by that? Well, the reason why we give and make a commitment to give isn't because we want to fix the doors or we want to finish the cement work around the property. You know, we give for a purpose in the parish. No. When we do sacrificial giving, who are we giving our money to? We're giving it to God. It goes back to Old Testament times when people gave a tenth of their crops, a tenth of their flock. They gave that back to the temple, and that was their gift to God, to thank God for what God has done. And so the idea here, again, is to pick an amount. We suggest 5% of your income to the parish offertory, 1% to Catholic charities, 4% would even it out to 10% of charitable giving, if that's what you're going for as your goal. It's a good goal to go after. You'll probably go do even more once you start that. But pick an amount or a percentage and stick to it. Be faithful to it as your gift giving back to God. And see what happens then. And so that is all I want to say about our annual renewal. You can fill the card out in the pew, and once I get going here, the ushers are going to come down the aisle and pick up all the cards. And as I said, just to remind you again, you can take it home and think more about it and bring it back next week as well.